And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
Finished with your breakfast, Joanne?
Yes, I'm ready to go.
It was a good idea to eat out here. It's such a pretty spot.
I'm glad we took this route. I'd forgotten how beautiful West Virginia is this time of year. The rushing water, the mountains.
The tree sap.
Oh, what?
This picnic table's covered with it. My hands are all sticky.
Oh, well, I'm sure there are bathrooms at the visitor center.
No, it's all right. I'll just wash them in the river.
Be careful, Connie. That's a pretty fast current.
Joanne, it's called Gentle River Park. I don't think... Connie! I'm okay.
Oh,
I almost fell. It's steeper here than I thought.
Don't scare me like that. Connie!
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey?
Okay now. You gotta be careful here. That current will rip your feet right out from under you. Are you sure you're all right?
Oh, apart from her wounded pride, I think I'll live. Thank you. You saved my life. I can't believe you fought the river.
It's no problem. I swim like a fish. Well, I gotta go.
No, please, don't rush off. I'm Connie, by the way. This is Joanne.
Hello.
Good to meet you. Now I'd better be off.
Hello. Hello down there. Is everyone okay? I saw the whole thing from the ridge.
We're fine, thanks.
Oh, you're quite the hero. Hey, don't I know you from somewhere?
No, I'm just passing through. I get that a lot.
Well, why don't I take a picture of the two of you?
No. No pictures, thanks. I've got to go.
Wait, mister.
The least we could do is take you to dinner.
No thanks. You ladies stay safe. Bye.
Well, that was a little strange.
Oh, it certainly was.
Are you a reporter?
Oh, heavens no. I'm a wildlife photographer.
Oh?
Maybe you've heard of me. Wilda Murphy?
Can't say that I have.
What kind of wildlife?
Well, I'm especially well-known for my work with birds.
Oh.
Gentle River Park is one of the best places in the state to see the gold-winged warbler. But of course, I'm sure you already knew that. If you're interested in the birds, you know, you can see some of my work at the Carnegie Gallery in town while you're here.
Well, maybe we will.
Well, it was nice to meet the two of you. If you're sure you're all right, I have to go check the stationery. Ta-ta! Oh, there goes a brown-headed cowbird.
Bye.
Check the stationery. What, she's gonna write her mom about this?
Connie, are you sure you're all right? Maybe we should call a doctor from the visitor center just to be sure.
I'm fine, Joanne. All I want to do is go back to the hotel and get warmed up before we check out.
Okay.
I'm freezing.
How's your hot chocolate, Connie?
Oh, it's
That's good. It's just what I needed.
I was checking the map. If we get back on the road by noon, we should make it to Washington.
Joanne, look!
What?
Oh, but on the TV.
What?
It's the guy who saved me.
Oh, turn it up.
The grand jury found Vic Hamilton guilty of bank robbery late yesterday afternoon.
Oh, no.
However, shortly after his conviction, Hamilton escaped custody during his transfer to prison.
What?
Police are asking anyone who has seen this man to immediately contact their local authorities.
We better call the police.
Oh, this doesn't make sense. I mean, he saved my life. How could he be a bank robber?
Did he say anything else to you?
No, he just hurried away.
All right, well, thank you for the information, both of you. We didn't believe that he'd show up here. I figured this was the last place he'd want to come back to.
Why is that?
Well, this is the town where he was arrested. And he used to live here, so people are more likely to recognize him. But then again, Vic was never the smartest guy. He just about flunked out of high school.
You knew him?
Oh, yeah. He was a great guy back then. He and his little brother Sammy and I were friends.
What happened to him? I mean, do you mind telling us the story?
Not at all. It's kind of tragic, though. You see, after school, I went into the force, and he and Sammy, well, they made some mistakes. Just after high school, they committed a series of petty thefts, but he got sloppy and robbed a store where there was a police officer around the corner. Me. It was quite a chase, and it ended with him crashing his car into a tree. His little brother died.
Was Vic hurt?
Yeah. It left him with a permanent limp, but he said later that the car accident was a good thing. Shook him up physically and mentally. He told us he was going to change, and for a while it seemed that way. He learned to be an electrician in jail, and after he got out, he made a pretty good business around town doing just that. I was happy for him.
So what went wrong?
No telling. For whatever reason, he decided to rob the bank. We caught him with some of the loot.
Listen to me.
He still maintains his innocence. Said he was set up by, his picture's in today's paper. Yeah, there he is. That's Brad Diamond.
Oh, head of the Gentle River Boating Club?
Gentle River.
Yeah, that's him. He's been a teller at the bank for, 10 years or something. Nice guy. Real popular in town. Vic should have chosen someone else to blame it on.
So, what do we do now?
Nothing. Just go about your business as you normally would.
Okay.
And, of course, give us a call if anything happens.
Do you want a snow globe of the Morgantown skyline?
Got one, thanks.
Oh. How about a Monongahela keychain?
Oh, let me see. Okay.
I can't believe you like this gift shop junk.
Not me, it's Jack. The tackier, the better.
Hello. Did you find everything?
Uh-huh.
You know we have the Gentle River Singing Trout on sale.
Oh, really?
Gentle River.
Yeah, it's in the back corner. You push the fin and he sings, "Take Me Home, Country Roads."
Oh, I have to see that.
I'll wait here.
Have you checked out our invisible dog leashes?
No, thank you.
Excuse me. Has anyone turned in a jacket? I lost mine near the river. I
can't. Vic!
Oh, hey. It's Connie, right?
Yeah.
So you said a jacket, sir?
Yeah, a leather one?
I'm afraid not. Would you excuse me for a moment? Ma'am, allow me to demonstrate. If you push his gill, he also sings, "Take Me to the River."
Wait a minute.
Hmm?
You said my name. How did you know my name?
Well, you must have told me earlier.
No, I didn't. You saw a picture of me. Was it on the news?
Well,
come on now. What did they say? I saved your life.
They know you're here, Vic.
Oh, great. Man, I can't believe they figured it out already. You're not going to tell anyone about seeing me, are you? No, you won't.
Huh?
Let's get out of here. Do you have a car?
Yeah, but Vic...
Come on then, let's go. Into. This wasn't supposed to happen.
You could just let me go.
Keep driving. I'm trying to think. Turn at the light.
Okay.
And keep it slow. I don't want to be noticed.
Where are we going?
Don't worry about it.
I thought you claimed you were innocent.
I am.
Well, then, don't you think kidnapping me makes you look guilty?
Stop pestering me. I'm trying to figure this out. You just drive.
Okay, sorry. So, what was in the jacket pocket?
I told you I'm trying to think.
I'm just curious. You went to a public place to get it.
So?
So, I thought you were trying to lay low.
It had my brother's watch in the pocket. Okay? It's the only thing I have from him. I dropped it when I saved you from the river. Now, for the last time, keep quiet and drive.
Okay, that's it.
What are you doing?
I am not going one more mile until you tell me what's going on. You said you're innocent. Now tell me what happened.
Why should I?
Because I may be the only person who's giving you the benefit of the doubt. Let me see if I can help.
All right.
That's better.
It was April 13th. I was at General River Park. Brad Diamond. He's a teller at the bank. He called me out of the blue and met me there.
I've got a business proposal for you.
Said he wanted me to help him rob the bank since I was really good with robbing places and knew about electricity. He had some deal rigged up where the power could be cut to the doors. I told him flat out, no way.
I thought I was doing you a favor, man.
He wasn't too happy. But he said okay. I thought that was the end of it.
But it wasn't.
No. Pretty soon, I heard about a robbery at Brad's bank. I figured Brad must have gotten somebody else to do his dirty work. But then... Hang on, I'm coming! Oh, Tim. Officer Hartzell.
Hey, Vic. Listen. You know, I gotta tell you, this is really hard.
What?
Well, I'm sorry, but I have a warrant to search your house and your car.
Why?
Well, the security tapes from the bank robbery last night look suspicious. I tried to convince the sheriff that you had nothing to do with this, but he insisted that I search your house anyway.
What do you mean the tapes look suspicious?
Well, there was a man with a limp and a ski mask on the security tapes, and they found electrical tools outside. I mean, the sheriff thinks that all those things point to you.
What? That's ridiculous!
I know. I'm sorry. Really.
Well, sure. Search all you want. I've got nothing to hide. He was apologizing the whole time he looked around. He didn't find anything until he pulled up the carpet in the back of my car.
Hey, wait a minute. What's this?
What?
Where'd you get all this money, Vic?
It's not mine!
Is this your ski mask?
No!
Oh, Vic.
I'm not smart, but it didn't take much time to figure it out. Since I still knew his plan, Brad had to keep me from blabbing. So he put the evidence in my car.
Why didn't you tell the police about this?
I did! But no one believed me. Brad denied everything in court, said he'd never even met me before. The trial was a joke.
This still doesn't explain why you're back in town.
What do you think? I'm going to pay Brad a little visit.
Why?
He's going to pay for what he did.
Vic, you can't go for revenge!
Why not?
Because you're innocent. Look, if you're patient, it'll all come out and you'll be free. I'll talk to Officer Hartzell. He'll help us. He wants you to be free.
How do you know that?
Well, I could tell when I talked to him.
Wait a minute. You talked to him? You went to the police? You're the one who turned me in?
Well, I didn't...
How could you? After I saved your life and everything?
I'm sorry.
Stop the car.
Vic, please.
Stop! Get out.
What?
Get out of the car! Goodbye, Connie. Thanks for all your help.
He told me the whole story, officer. You've got the wrong man pinned for this. Vic said...
Connie, we've heard the whole story before. He told you Brad Diamond framed him, right?
Yeah, but listen...
I want to believe him. I really do. In fact, I went further than anybody investigating this story. But I know him too well. He's a liar. He made up some wild story the last time he was caught, too.
This time, I think it's different.
I wish it was. I miss the old Vic. I'd like to have him back. But it's not gonna happen. Now, unless there's anything else, I'll let you two get back to your hotel. Mrs. Allen, we'll be on the lookout for your car. It should turn up. Do you need a ride somewhere?
Oh, it's not that far. We'll manage.
All right. Goodbye, then.
Goodbye. Do you want to head back to the hotel?
No. We have to figure out how to prove that Vic is innocent.
What?
Brad said that he and Vic never met. Maybe we could prove that they did. If we can show that Brad lied, well, that would blow the case wide open.
I think you need to let the police handle this.
But they won't. They've given up. I have to do something.
Why?
Because I wouldn't be here if it weren't for Vic. No matter what else he may have done, Joanne, he risked his life to save me. I think I can risk being wrong if I can save him.
Hello, welcome to the Gentle River Park Visitor Center. How may I be? Oh, hey, it's you again. Did you come back for the singing trout after all?
No. We were wondering if you were working here on April 13th.
Nope. I just started a couple weeks ago.
Oh, well, you have security cameras here, don't you?
Yes, of course.
Are any of them outside?
No. We don't really expect folks to shoplift the trees. Why?
Well, we're trying to figure something out. We hoped you'd have videos of the park.
Like what? You know, like raccoons in the trash cans, birds building their nests?
Not exactly.
We knew it was a long shot. Wait. Birds.
What?
Sir, do you have a phone book?
Sure. It's right by the phone, there in the corner.
Thank you.
What are you thinking?
Oh, another long shot. There. Hello, Carnegie Art Gallery. I'm sorry for the confusion, Mrs. Murphy.
Oh, that's all right.
We were wondering if you went to Gentle River Park on April 13th.
The 13th?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, heavens, I don't know. I have to look at my schedule. Come on in. Now, let's see here. Let me check my journal. What's this all about, anyway?
Well, we were hoping you saw two guys talking.
Oh, goodness. You can't expect me to remember that. Though I do recall that week was an especially active one for the cowbird. Oh, of course, I'm sure you already knew that.
You think you could have taken a picture of them?
The cowbirds? Oh, my, yes, I must have
done. No, the two guys talking.
Well, even if I did go to the park that day, I wouldn't have taken that kind of picture. I only photograph animals.
Oh, boy.
I suppose it wouldn't hurt to check anyway.
No, it wouldn't, except... Nope, I wasn't at the park on April 13th.
You weren't?
Nope, I always mark it down when I go. You see, right here.
Oh, great, another dead end.
Now, wait a minute. We could check the stationary.
The what?
The stationary video camera. I have it set up to monitor the nesting habits of the eastern kingbird. Oh, it's a lovely bird, too.
Can we see the video?
Notice how this kingbird uses low-ground nesting?
I'm not seeing much of anything in the background. Picnic tables and children playing.
Oh, did you see that? There went a black-capped chickadee. Unlike most of these birds, it doesn't migrate. It's permanent.
Wait, stop there.
What?
I saw something in the background. There, see them? Two men at the far picnic table.
Yes.
One is definitely Brad. I recognize him from the picture. But is that Vic? His back's turned.
Could you rewind a little?
Sure.
Look, as he comes up to the table, he's walking with a limp. That's gotta be him.
Oh,
this is the proof we need.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear it.
Quick, Joanne, we have to call the police.
Oh. Hello?
Yes, Mrs. Allen. This is Officer Hartzell.
Hold on, Officer. You tell him, Connie.
Thanks. Officer, this is Connie Kendall, and we have a videotape of Brad and Vic meeting, just like Vic said.
Really? Where? When?
At the Gentle River Park. He was...
You know what? Forget the details. Just bring it to the station immediately.
We will.
Oh, and tell Mrs. Allen that we found her car. It was near the marina on the river.
The marina? Why would Vic go there?
Well, that's what we'd like to know.
Where's Brad Diamond now? Is he at the bank?
No. Every Friday afternoon, he goes out on his boat on the river to... Oh, no!
We're too late!
Huh. Come in, Alpha One. This is the police. Pick up now.
Yeah, hello. This is Alpha One. What's up, Tim?
Brad, have you seen Vic Hamilton anywhere?
Vic? No. Why?
We think he might be coming after you.
What? Hello, Brad.
Victor!
Brad?
Cut it out! What do you want from me, man?
I think you know. Come in. Brad, what's going on? He's not answering.
Is Vic on the boat?
I don't know for sure.
Can I try?
Go ahead. Get him to talk while I send the police boat out.
Okay. Vic, listen to me. We found a tape of you and Brad meeting. It proves your story. Vic, are you there?
It's too late.
What? No, we can prove your innocence.
Yeah, right. You're just saying that to stop me.
No.
It won't work. You don't really have a tape.
Yes, we do. You and Brad are sitting at a picnic table. You're wearing a black and white striped t-shirt.
It's still too late.
What do you mean?
Brad has to pay. That's all that matters now.
But that's crazy. You were innocent before, Vic. Now you'll be guilty of murder. Is that what you want? Listen to me. You saved my life, and now I'm trying to save yours. Please, Vic, don't ruin your last chance.
All right. I think you better come pick us up.
Okay, thanks, John. Goodbye. Well, the district attorney says that this new evidence is definitely enough to bring the case back to trial. I owe you an apology, Vic.
Huh?
I should have believed you, and I'm sorry.
Oh, it's all right. I should be apologizing to everyone, especially you, Connie. You did believe me, and I let you down.
It's okay, Vic.
No, it isn't. I'm probably going back to jail. This time for assault and battery.
I'll help you at the trial, Vic. I can't guarantee anything, but the sentence should be lighter when they take your circumstances into account.
But I could be free right now. If only I'd listened to you in the car, Connie. I really thought I'd changed.
Well, I think you did. Don't forget, you stopped everything to save me. There's still a part of you that cared about something other than revenge.
There's hope, Vic. Others can see it in you, even if you can't see it yourself.
I'll have to think about that. And it looks like I'll have a lot of time.
Come on, Vic. We gotta get going.
Goodbye, Joanne.
Goodbye.
Connie.
Goodbye, Vic.
In Romans 12, the Apostle Paul tells us not to repay evil for evil. Do not take revenge, he says, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, "It is mine to avenge, I will repay," says the Lord. Usually there are things we can do to make sure people don't get away with crimes and other bad deeds. But sometimes there's nothing we can do. And it can be frustrating to stand back and let God deal with these people in his own way. But we should trust that justice will prevail, one way or another. That is God's promise. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Silver Lining was written by Nathan Hubler and directed by Marshall Younger. Our vocal talent included Katie Lee, Janet Waldo, Gary Klemmer, Shirley Mitchell, Dale Ingram, and Bill Holmes. Our sound designer was Todd Bastide. And our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.